Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Get in the truck.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
It's your boy Chili Mo. 2012.
Come on. Get in the truck.
No, oh, here I did this again. I got it. Well, welcome to.
It's your boy Chili Mo.
Come on. Get in the truck.
I can't believe this is happening.
It's your boy Chili.
Come on. Get in the truck.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. I'm Rob Wilson, and I forgot to hit the none buttons. And tonight I want to welcome my guest, Anna Shawana, to the show. She is a psychic, a published author. She's a very wise, pretty lady, and she will open your eyes to your soul innovation. And so without any further ado, I want to welcome Anna Shawana to the show. Welcome, Anna Shawana.
Well, thank you, Rob. It is such a pleasure. I always enjoy being the vibe of your show, so thank you very much.
And I really welcome this show because Ashawana is willing to give some psychic readings, but she also has a book out, and it's a very intriguing book, and it's self-help with science fiction. So give the people some enlightenment about that, would you?
Well, it's Galactic Gotcha Journals, and it's the version called Convergence. And it's really was my opportunity to write from what would be considered science fiction or cosmic fantasy or adventure and metaphysical adventure. But I got to write about it from the place of where I have journeyed and what I've experienced. And so it's a multidimensional book, and it allows people to ride through the dimensions with a character that's called Datalea. She's a feline from another dimension, having other lifetimes, other existences in human form or as Pleiadians or as a mantis being. And I just got to play with it. It was a wonderful, wonderful way for me to enjoy a book that I would like to read.
You know, the thing you said in there, it's really about engaging in the fantasy of, like, let's say science fiction of anything, but it's really about fantasizing the wise within us and being willing to expand in that, into that. Wouldn't you say that's what your book opens people out to?
Yeah, you know, it offers a different perspective. You know, often stories are told about the cosmos, about, you know, these ETs that are wanting to hurt us and, you know, the whole doing battles with each other, with humans and all that kind of stuff. I took it from a really different approach. And in my approach, it's all about creation, creating from a place of love and absolute agreement, because we are one with everything in the universe. And so it allows the reader to participate in a different vibrational perspective. And that's all I offered. It was a different perspective, a different approach, and people can play in a new way and maybe feel a connection to something like, wait, that feels familiar to me, or in a way that, oh, wow, that's interesting. You know, that, and it doesn't engage them on a lower frequency, but engages them on a higher frequency of play.
Now, the higher frequency of play you just said is very unique to me, because that's something I've really opened up to, is because we don't fantasize enough within us on how great life can be. It's what I call it. I ride into the fires of hell, harmonizing everyday life. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what we're doing, is harmonizing an innovation within ourselves to expand into a peaceful, prosperous paradigm. Wouldn't you say that's what your book does?
Well, yes, and that's how I choose to live my life, too. I live, no matter what it is that I'm doing, I choose to be engaged in activities and thoughts and expression that are enjoyable. For me, even if I'm going to work, it's a job that I love doing, or it's people that I enjoy being around. And that's what I drew to myself, because that's how I let the universe know that this is me enjoying myself. And in other words, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. I'm just not going to participate. So my mind then, my creativity, my heart gets expressed, my creativity is free, completely free to roam about the cosmos, even being here in the physical realm. It's not difficult to live a happy life and live from a place of joy. And it doesn't mean that we don't have issues that come up, you know, with our opportunities to infuse love into challenging situations. And doing exactly is creating opportunities to infuse love, to heal, to live in a place of joy.
You know, live in a place of joy, but here, would you say this is where people here on Earth, we've been taught Phillips, Plunder, and War since the beginning of time through history. But this is something I've really expanded into. Love and peace actually take no energy to enjoy. Do you feel that's where people really become kind of convoluted, because if it don't take something to do something, it can't be done? Do you feel that?
Let's see. I'm not sure I'm understanding your suggestion.
Let me re-ask it. You know, peace and love are just, all you have to do is stand there and just basically allow it to transpire. But we've been taught since history, pillage, plunder, war, and if you ain't actively doing something, you're really failing. Do you feel that's where people really misunderstand peace and love? Because all it is an energy of bliss?
Yes. And what you're really saying is spot on. It's about being. So it's really about being and enjoy being just the natural state that we are, because our natural frequency, our natural vibration from source, or if you believe in God or whatever you call that, is pure love, joyous love. And so when you allow yourself to just be that natural state rather than suppressing it with all these other notions, all of these other ideas about what makes you happy or what doesn't make you happy externally, but really allow the internal, that source frequency, to just emanate from within, then you're being and you're allowing that to be. And that's where creation is. That's when you are living as the creator being that you truly are. So I definitely agree with you that the challenge is for many people is if they're not busy running around doing a gazillion things and distracted by so many things, if they can really just take some nice deep breaths and get centered in that core source frequency, they would experience so much love and joy unconditionally. Unconditionally means no conditions whatsoever.
You know, this is kind of ironic. Every time you come on, between Linda's Claim Your Thunder and you showing up, I wrote three chapters in a new book, one called Life of Innocence, Benevolence of Innocence, and A Sovereign Innocence. And when basically, if you can look at life and understand life is a shining, sovereign innocence, you can alleviate forgiveness and all the negativity and realize it's all my convoluted convictions that engage me in the negativity.
That's beautiful. And the real key is when you, sovereign means you are it's you, and you are the creator of all of your experiences. And once people take ownership of that, then forgiveness becomes actually moot, a moot point, because you realize that you've created absolutely every experience in your life with a greater purpose, and it actually stems from love. So rather than placing a judgment on it and keeping it at arm's length so that it keeps repeating itself, if one could actually just take ownership of it all. And, you know, Rob, there's the Huna Indians, they have the Ho'oponopono, which is another variation of this. It's the same kind of philosophy where basically you are acknowledging or honoring that we are one. So when you forgive yourself, you're forgiving all, and you're clearing and cleansing that energy. And that's a beautiful thing to do on a conscious level. And then if you realize, you take it to the next step, you'll stop creating, keep you from resisting the glorious being that you truly are, the magnificent being that you are, the infinite being that you are. And if you stop resisting that and claim it, then you'll create more experiences that allow you to actually remember that and know it on so many levels.
You just said something. This question came to me. Resistance. Do you think we resist our wisdom and resist our own abilities? That way we fit into society?
Well, yeah, because how many, whether it's society or religions or I don't know, how many sources are there that tell you you're not born perfect and that you're born, if you put it in religious terms, you're born a sinner and it takes someone else to actually save you? Or how many parents do you know teach their children, by the way, you're source. You are source in expression, or you are God in expression. How many parents do you hear them say that? So no, you already are exposed to the notion that somehow you and this outside entity that exists somewhere, I don't know, beyond cloud nine or something, is separate from you, that you are not that. You're maybe a child of that, but you are not that itself. So you are not creator, creating, and experiencing yourself like that. So imagine how hard it is for someone to say, yes, I am source, or I am God, or I am creator. Imagine that. How do you think they're going to be able to, they can't even get past the notion of saying, I'm powerful, I'm creating every experience that I'm having. That's really challenging, and it's very easy to not know that because you're not taught that. But it's even easier once you've been exposed to that concept to resist it in a cloud of shame or guilt. Like, you're not allowed to feel that way. How dare you? You're not worthy of that. And that's the shroud that's just a false illusion.
Well, there it is. We've been taught this since, and you know, Ashawana, something I've really expanded into, history has never been taught to teach us anything. History has been taught to control us and keep us in this paradigm of negative experiences.
Yes. Now, I do have a perspective on that. It's true.
I'd like to hear it.
It's true. I agree that that's exactly the role that history has been given. But I also, from my perspective, we all agreed to a slower, lower vibrational experience in the physical realm. And that's when we shifted from the higher frequencies of Atlantis. And then we all agreed to that, and then we agreed to two strand DNA instead of 12 or 13, and we agreed to a denser, slower vibration to have in physical realm, in this physical realm, because Earth is the wonderful playground of this physical experiment and experience. And so in that, how I view it is everybody has a role. And whether you would put those, and I'm going to put these in air quotes, good guys or bad guys, everybody has agreed before they incarnate, before they come into the physical realm, and no matter which timeline they're coming in on, they agreed to the experiences that they are going to reflect for all participants, and they agree to playing those particular roles. And maybe that's because they want to experience it. This was a place of duality and polarity. So it's, you know, the same side, it's the same coin, different sides of the same coin, but you maybe one timeline, you're, you know, this wonderful, loving human, and you experience it that way, and then you also learn about love or what it, the forgotten love when you choose to be an aggressor. But it's all part of this great tapestry, and everyone has purpose in their role.
See, I've got pretty much the same perspective, but mine is I'm a spiritual energy relishing my spiritual experience here to expand my spirit for my next excursion.
Well,
I took the human side out because I let doctors decide that. And when I chose to do that, I let go of a lot of the angst and my convoluted conviction, and I'm able to let go and expand a lot easier, because who cares whether I'm a human spirit or what, as long as I'm expanding my spiritual sapience to expand my life.
Exactly. And that's what, this is a wonderful playground to experience. I know people call it life lessons and karma and all. I mean, karma is very misunderstood, and I don't necessarily perceive these as life lessons. I see this as experience. And you say it so beautifully. I'm a spiritual being having a spiritual experience. No matter what dimension that's in, that is absolutely truth. That you can't be closer to the truth than that.
And see, the thing I've really started to understand, and when I have you on, it really, it kind of fortifies it. Well, don't kind of, it fortifies it for me. And what it really is all my imperfections that I encounter in the physical world, they're just me cleaning up karmic debt. But I look at it this way. It's my spirit, my dreams, my vision, God, Mrs. Universe, all the mystic sources in the world. They're daring me to expand and live my dreams.
Yeah, and I don't even see, honestly, now remember, this is just my perspective. I don't see these as karmic debt. I think karma is misunderstood. I believe we have soul agreements. And in these soul agreements, you know, in one version of this timeline, I agree to this particular role or that particular role. And we tend to journey and travel in clusters, so to speak. So, you know, the whole of being in multiple lifetimes at the same time, familiar with, you know, one time you're my partner, one time you're my child, or we just are playing these different roles so we can have this full experience. And none of it is imperfect. Even human is not imperfect. In fact, it is perfection. It's creation in the physical realm. It's absolutely wondrous. And if we could step away from judging it and step away from demeaning it, or step away from having some self-limiting belief about it, then we can really enjoy the reason why we came here, which is to be in this particular physical realm at this time, or in any timelines that we are simultaneously enjoying.
And that's very true, but it's really about engaging in a new realm of just being innocent and seeing life in its really, in its serene innocence really opened my eyes. But now, if somebody chose to get one of your sessions, you can go to healthysoulcenters.com and get all the information about Ashawana and her sessions. If somebody chose to do a psychic session or a coaching session with you, what would be their experience?
Well, for every person, it's different. And, you know, I used to have a really extensive list of descriptions for different sessions. For example, some people are working on integrating an aspect of themselves that they've just been resisting. And I am a telepath or a channel. And the channeling is claircognizant, clairvoyant, clairsentient. And so I see, hear, feel, and know what your higher vibrational aspect that is projecting you here is communicating with you. And I help people clear that path of communication. So depending on where you are, maybe you would just like some insight on a dream that keeps coming up for you. Or perhaps you would like another perspective from your higher aspect on why a scenario, a situation is repeats itself, you know, could be with a relationship or just in your life in general. Or what it is that you feel you're somehow keeping yourself from fully experiencing your own ability as a telepath or a channel of your own higher aspect. So sometimes people experience their galactic self because we are multidimensional beings, and sometimes people just really like to keep it on a day-to-day level. So every session is different, and I don't predetermine. I just ask people to write down any questions that they would like, or if there's any energy, any activations that need to come through, then if they're open to that, then I let that happen. But I have agreed, I have my soul agreement, is that I am a channel for source love, source energy as source, and in your higher aspects. And so I just tune into that. And I allow myself to be guided for whatever is for your highest and greatest good at that time. And I get out of the way. My human mind, I have no judgment, no input. My human mind steps out of the way. I just allow whatever needs to come through to come through.
And you can go to amazon.com/galactics-gatto-journals-convergent. And you can get Ashawana's book, and you can look at that cat, that blue cat's eye looking at you. That'll open your eyes to something within yourself.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Anyway, and her website is healthysoulcenters.com, and the call-in number is 718-305-6548, whoever chooses to talk to Ashawana. But, you know, as I let go of what I know and expand into my I don't know, the more I get in touch with a source of energy that's just enlightening free, like a lightning bolt. And when somebody chooses to engage in a session with you, would you say they get to have a kind of an energy expansion in their own wisdom?
Definitely. And that's not my doing per se, that's their doing. So anyone who's drawn to a session with me they feel it on a level that is basically answering the call to a soul agreement that we already have. And so whatever occurs during that session is, and I do this by video Skype, I do this by telephone, I do this in person if they live in South Florida. And it doesn't matter because we move through a different realm, and people liberate themselves when they allow themselves to be open to hearing what their inner knowing is really asking to come forward into their conscious remembering. And that's basically it. I refer to myself often as a remembering guide because we tend to forget the truth of who we are. And when it comes out through the eyes, through the hands. There's things that are occurring multidimensionally. And I never do anything isn't what is being called forth by the person. And essentially all it is, Rob, is all the answers are within, and I just give voice to that that unconscious, or that higher source, higher aspect, higher self knowing. And that's all I do, is I help people to remember it.
And see, basically for me, it's getting the gatekeeper out of the way and let the subliminal mind guide the conscious mind into where it really wants to go.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's so
well. Well, see, I've actually expanded into understanding all it takes is somebody else to question the gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper gets out of the way, the subconscious mind steps forward. It's really letting go of what you know and expand into the I don't know, the flow and the glow of your galvanizing, lively, omnipotent wisdom.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful.
And that's what you do. Because, see, all it is you allow them. What you really, I feel you do, is you get the gatekeeper out and let their talent finally talk to them without any, free of any incorruptible thoughts from the conscious mind. Do you feel that?
Yeah, yes. And a lot of times they may not know the words, and so it'll just come through in the message. And in that message then, and I record the sessions that they have the recording, and they can listen back. And oftentimes people will listen to it a couple of times over a period. Sometimes it's all over the same week or over a course of a couple months, and they realize that they've gotten something else out of it, that there's more to message that came through. And there's nothing complicated about it. I've noticed that in the messages that come through, I must have made that a part of the agreement. It's like, okay, keep it simple so that people can feel it as well as hear it, and let the mind process it through the heart.
Now, that's the most omni-ific oration of wisdom you'll ever hear. It's the word feel and let it go through the heart. Because when you can use words that open your eyes, your heart, and your third eye at the same time, you're expanding life.
Absolutely.
And see, we're so preached upon, it's really unteach to preach to expand your life.
It's true, I know. And people sometimes, well, not the people who come to me, but I have met people who are just, you know, are really afraid to tap into that omniscience that you talk about. It's really, sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming for them, but they do it in a place that's very, with me in a session, for example, I imagine with you, they're in a safe place. And there is nothing that is too much or too bizarre or too anything. There's no judgment about it. It's just opening ourselves up to the totality of our experiences.
And you just touched on it. It's having that person there that you trust allows you to expand into where you're going. And that is really probably the key thing for anybody. And so, Ashawana, we're getting down here. You can go to Ashawana's website, healthysoulcenters.com. Go to Amazon and get her book. And have a session with Ashawana and open your eyes to your inner wise and expand your own life.
Yeah.
And so, Ashawana, we're down to the last minute. Give somebody some wisdom to expand their life, and then we'll end the show.
Whatever the question, the answer is love. How about that?
Lively, omnipotent, omniscient visions expanding your life. Love.
Love. That's it. Thank you so much, Rob, for having me on the show.
This is always an honor and privilege, and I really love these shows because people get to talk in a, they hear something that goes to the heart, the eyes, third eye, the soul, then to the world. And thank you, Ashwana, and we'll have you back again in a couple months if you're open to it.
I am. Thank you very much.
And anyway, it's HealthySoulCenters.com, and her name is Ashwana for a life-expanding experience. Have a session with Ashwana. Good night, and we'll see you Thursday night. Good night, Ashwana.
Good night.
And good night, all the listeners, and thank you for everybody for being here.